and welcome to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast, where we offer suggestions and information about balancing your hormones naturally so that you can start taking action today. I'm excited to be here today with you, sharing my experiences and the experiences of my clients in hopes that you will learn so much about how you should truly feel when you take the action steps to a life full of hormone harmony. All right, so today I want to talk about why gut health is important for happy hormones. Your gut health and your hormones are interrelated. This is something that I talk about all the time, how important gut health is. If you look anywhere on my social media posts, if you read my emails, if you listen to my podcast, I talk about it over and over so frequently because it's the number one thing that is probably causing your hormonal symptoms. Your gut bacteria plays an important role in your overall health. And when you're disrupting that gut flora that's going on in your belly, it has been linked to many health problems. In fact, many hormonal imbalances begin in the gut, and the gut has a powerful impact on our hormones. So this is because there are disruptions to our gut. There are things that are causing issues with our gut, and it's affecting our entire body, all of our hormones. So first, I want to talk about the symptoms of an unhealthy guts, because maybe you're like, you know what? I don't know if this is me. I'm not sure if I have an unhealthy gut or if what's going on is exactly that. So here's are some symptoms that would let you know that this is what's going on. So maybe you are experiencing food intolerances or sensitivities. So if you eat a certain food and your eyes start burning or your head starts to itch or you get a headache or you don't feel well after you eat a certain food, that's a food intolerance or a sensitivity. Maybe you're having digestive issues. So anytime you eat, you have gas or bloating or constipation, diarrhea, or maybe even heartburn. Those things are not normal. You shouldn't be experiencing them on a daily basis, okay? Maybe you're tired every single day, tired all the time. That is because of an unhealthy gut. Maybe you have trouble sleeping. You're not able to fall asleep. You're unable to stay asleep and your sleep quality is just not great. That's another sign of an unhealthy gut. If you have extreme sugar cravings, this is when I have a lot of clients come to me for my programs, a lot of them have the sugar cravings. And that's the number one thing that we want to address, because if without getting rid of those sugar cravings, you're never going to feel better. Maybe you're unable to lose weight, or maybe you're unable to gain weight, or maybe you have this belly ring around your belly that you just can't get rid of. Maybe you have skin irritations like eczema, acne, or psoriasis. Maybe you get headaches or migraines quite often. Or maybe you have crazy mood swings. This is the number one thing that I hear from a lot of my hormone clients is those crazy mood swings. And it's all coming from your gut health. So do any of these sound like you? Have you experienced any of these? And maybe you haven't really stopped to think about how they could be connected to your gut health, right? So when you think about your gut health, that's anything that you are putting inside your body or on your body that is affecting your gut health. So maybe you're now wondering, well, what causes issues with the gut? Okay. And again, this is another thing that I talk about in all of my programs. This is the number one thing I have my clients focus on because it's going to have the biggest impact on your health. This is things like cutting out inflammatory foods, which are wheat and gluten, dairy, alcohol. Sometimes nightshades can cause inflammatory responses to people. It depends. And highly processed foods or even processed foods, like any type of processed food, is most likely causing issues with your gut. Sugar and artificial sweeteners. Well, we all know how addictive sugar can be. But so what most of us do is we look for sugar-free or, sugar-free products. But what you don't understand is they're putting, if they are labeled sugar-free, most likely they have artificial sweeteners like sucralose or acelaphane potassium. Those things are so detrimental to your gut health. You want things to be sweetened with monk fruit or stevia, or just stay away from the sugar altogether. But read your labels. Look for these things. They are not good for you. Lifestyle factors can affect your gut. And lifestyle factors are like poor sleep quality, consuming too much alcohol, being inactive, not moving enough. Those are very important to the health of your gut as well. Stress as well. Like, are you managing stress? Are you overstressed? Stress is going to cause issues with your gut, which is going to in turn cause issues with your mind. That's maybe when you're going to start to experience anxiety, depression, the mood swings that I talked about. And then the last one I want to talk about is antibiotics. This is another thing. If you're sick often and you're taking antibiotics, messes with the gut biome so badly. Anytime you're taking antibiotics, make sure you're following that up with a probiotic. And I will get to that in a minute. So those are the top culprits. Those are the top things that are causing those issues with your guts. You want to make sure that you remove them, like do an elimination diet to try to get them out of your diet. Because until you do, you're never going to experience how you should feel at your best self. So next, we're just going to talk about how do you work on healing your gut? Okay. Talked about the things that are going to cause them. So you need to get remove those. Okay. Remove all those inflammatory foods, all that stuff. And next, we're going to talk about a few more things that you can do to help heal that gut. Because when your gut is healthy, your hormones will work the way they're supposed to. You're going to have lots of energy. You're going to feel better. Right. These are all the things that we're looking for, especially if we want to live a long, happy life. So the number one thing you want to do is make time for good quality sleep. I talk about this all the time as well. Aim for 7 to 9 hours each night. And that's sleeping time. That's not just being in bed, but that's actually getting sleep. Proper sleep helps to balance your hormones and prevent any scenarios that might negatively impact your digestive health, like stress or eating too close to bedtime. Another little rule of thumb is try to eat at least 2 hours before you go to bed. And also cut out that caffeine late in the afternoon or even in the afternoon. Keep it to the morning or cut it out completely. Sometimes caffeine can have an inflammatory effect on your gut. So maybe just getting rid of it might be the thing to do. Establish a sleep routine. So wearing blue blocking glasses if it's light out before it's before you go to bed. Brushing your teeth with the light off in the bathroom. Reading a book, doing some meditating, some journaling, something before you go to bed. Get off those screens, get off the TV, get off your phone at least an hour before you go to bed, because that's going to help your melatonin levels to increase so that you can go to sleep. Okay, so good quality sleep. That's the number one thing that you should do to help heal your gut. Number two, reduce and manage your stress. You can do that through regular exercise, through meditation, deep breathing exercises. That's how simple it can be. These can help to reduce and manage your stress levels. If you're feeling overwhelmed with stress, maybe talk about it with somebody. You know, first talk it out, maybe write it down, whatever it is, but you need to learn to manage those stress levels. Find things that bring you joy. Find 15 minutes a day to do some type of some form of self-care. That's going to help with those stress levels. Okay. Next thing, number three, add probiotics to your diet. Probiotics promote the growth of healthy bacteria. So I talked about when you're taking those antibiotics, right? They're gonna cut down on all that healthy bacteria in your gut. Well, probiotics are gonna help to rebuild them up. You can take these in vitamin form or from natural sources like yogurt, kefir, kombucha, and kimchi. Those are also great options. Limit your processed foods and sugar. Talked about that. Instead, you get nutrients from lots of vegetables and lean proteins, adding in healthy fats as well. A diet high in fiber can promote a healthy gut. So that means lots and lots of vegetables. Eat slowly. That's also something that I just posted something about this on Facebook and I heard this on a podcast that you should chew your food 30 times. I thought it was 20 at one point, but I just heard 30 the other day. That is a lot of time to chew your food. I would say if you can get about 20, 25, you're doing good. But chew thoroughly and eat slowly to fully digest your food and help your body absorb all its nutrients. That means don't be eating on the run. Sit down, enjoy your food. Don't be watching TV. Don't be scrolling through Facebook. Don't be scrolling through Instagram. Enjoy your food. Smell it, breathe it in, taste it, digest it easily so that your stomach is not all upset when you're doing. Another thing that make sure you drink water, but don't drink water while you're eating. So if you want to drink some water before you have a meal, just don't drink it while you're eating your meal. What that does is it flushes all those digestive enzymes down through your stomach so that it's not, you're not able to use them to actually digest the food. So I always tell my clients, you can drink water before, but as you're eating, do not try to eat it, drink any water, and maybe wait for about 15 to 30 minutes after your meal before you drink anything. Okay. Which is something to keep in mind. This is something that I need to pay more attention to. When we go out to eat on the weekend, I'll usually order a drink and I'm usually drinking it while I'm eating, something I need to cut back on, but something just to keep in mind. The next thing is eliminate those food tolerances, intolerances, like I talked about. If certain foods are always causing you like stomach cramps or bloating, or maybe they make you feel nauseous or you have acid reflux, you may have a food intolerance. Things like the gluten, the wheat, the dairy, alcohol, caffeine, and some nightshades, like I mentioned, like which are like peppers and tomatoes. Cut those foods out for at least 21 days and then start adding them back one at a time to see which ones your body is okay with and which ones are not. But if you are constantly adding these inflammatory foods or these foods that your body just doesn't want in it, it, you know, doesn't want to utilize, you're constantly fighting a battle of being healthy and having a healthy gut. Drink water. You've heard it before, but staying hydrated really does improve your body's overall health. Drinking water also helps aid in digestion as long as you're not drinking while your food, you're trying to digest your food. So drinking about 80 ounces of water is what I tell my clients. If more, or if you can do more, that is wonderful. And then regular movement, exercising, moving, going for a walk, going for a run, going for a bike ride, playing with your dog, just get up and get moving. Moving your body improves the healthy microbes in your body, keeps your bowels keeps your bowel movements regular, and prevents disease while improving your overall health. So lots of ways that you can focus on that gut health, right? And if you want to live a life where you have great energy, you get good sleep, you don't have the mood swings, the hot flashes, the highs and lows. If you're struggling to lose weight and you just can't figure out why, you may need to look at some of these things. Cleaning up your gut health is going to be the number one thing that's going to get you, help you to get the results that you want. And you're going to live an amazing life and not develop all types of other health problems. The bottom line here is the healthier your gut is, the healthier your hormones are, empowering you to have a healthy cycle, alleviate any uncomfortable symptoms, and make you help you to look and feel your very best. The steps above are so simple, natural and effective ways to boost both your gut and hormone health. But if you find that you need extra support, reach out to me in a DM on Facebook or on Instagram, and I will see how I can support you. Thanks for listening. And until next time, have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast. And if you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with your friends by sharing it in your stories and tagging me on Instagram at Fit Chicks and Hormones or on Facebook at Angie Marone. And if you have a free minute, a review would be great too. Feel free to message me with any questions either on Facebook or Instagram. I love helping women move through their hormonal years with ease.